This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, Jesus Calms the Storm. Dear friends, in this gospel, the forces of nature collide with the power of Christ, and it's no contest. At a word, the peace of Christ prevails. The sea is calmed. Yet, despite our years of Christian worship, our reading and rereading of Scripture, the idea of commanding nature is still a mystery at best. From what we know of meteorology and hydrodynamics, storms, well, they're not biddable. It's a scientific impossibility. But seen through the eyes of faith, it's equally impossible to suggest that the author of the universe could not calm a minor inland sea. The purpose of this gospel, well, is to provide an answer to the question, who is this Jesus? Who is he to command creation? Well, for almost two centuries, Anglican priests, both theologians and scientists, have been in the forefront of the effort to answer the question consistent with both divine revelation and ongoing scientific discovery. Building on Charles Darwin's original breakthroughs, Charles Kingsley developed a theological perspective for thinking about a world that is continuously making itself, a world in which God has the power, but not the inclination, to snap his fingers to reverse the course of nature. On the stormy Sea of Galilee, Jesus did not even need to snap his fingers. His word was enough to calm the sea. As contemporary Christians, how do we reconcile the idea of nature acting so, well, unnaturally? Most recently, leading quantum physicist Father John Polkinghorne rejects the notion that science and religion are at odds. His work as both a theologian and a scientist has led him to believe that they are equally valid approaches to the same reality, a position he calls critical realism, holding that God is the author of science, and his hand is further revealed in each and every new discovery. In this light, the Hubble Space Telescope is as much a spiritual blessing as it is a scientific breakthrough. For the scientific community, it's a window into the workings of a universe far vaster than ever anticipated. For the Christian community, it's all that and much, much more. It's an awesome demonstration of the power of God who presides over an infinite and ever-expanding universe. Get in his love, cares about your every thought, your every word, your every action. Look at the images captured by Hubble, and then think, the God who set these cosmic storms in motion billions of years ago, the God who calmed the stormy Sea of Galilee 2,000 years ago, knows and cares about the storms that rage in you and me today. No one makes a passage through life without storms. And if they're not actually perilous, our pride has the ability to create tempests in every teapot, magnifying petty fears, creating turmoil from minor slights. There was nothing minor or imagined about the storms that rolled over Horatio Spofford, a 19th century Job. You see, the Chicago fire destroyed his family fortune. His four daughters, aged 5 to 11, were lost at sea. His wife was driven mad by grief, and he was a prime candidate for despair. And, well, who could blame him? But Christ was his refuge in every storm. His faith was tested, but never broken. Traversing the same stretch of ocean that claimed his children, he wrote, "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part but in whole, is nailed to his cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, O my soul." Spofford went on to literally walk in the footsteps of Christ. He took his recovering wife to the Holy Land, and like Job, they started their family anew. Together, they served the Christian, Jewish, and Muslim communities of Palestine with orphanages, soup kitchens, and hospitals. In tragedy, they clung to Christ, and in triumph, He bore them home. In this week's gospel, the frightened followers asked, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." They'd soon learn the answer. The Messiah, the Savior, the Redeemer, God made flesh, had come amongst them. And not all the storms, nor all the plots, neither the might of Rome, nor the gates of hell, none would ever prevail against him or those who clung to him. No astronomer's telescope or psychiatrist's couch has ever found a storm that couldn't be calmed by the love of Christ. My friends, his peace awaits us, safe on the shore, only a prayer away. This has been Father David Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.